This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rocky and Alyssa on 98.5 KRZ.
Talking about the weirdest food you ever tried, 1-800-222-0985. You can call or text the show, add a comment to the KRZ Facebook page. Get us started, Jessica. How about food you've tried?
I have two teenagers. We went to the Crossings in Tannersville. They found a specialty store that sells chocolate-covered bugs. So chocolate-covered crickets. Oh, it's so weird.
And they wanted to try this. What did it taste like?
As far as flavor, I can't really pinpoint what it was close to, but texture, it was like really light and almost crispy. I don't want to say like potato chip, but I guess kind of almost like a Funyun in texture.
Oh, like a Funyun. So sweet but crunchy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it wasn't terrible. I could say I probably would do it again.
It wasn't terrible. Okay, till you get a little leg stuck in your teeth later and like,
Well,
good to know.
Next time, try without the chocolate and get back to us.
I don't know if I could do it without the chocolate.
I bet, yeah.
That's Bear Grylls territory there.
Right? You put the chicken disclaimer in.
Yeah, you can't
Facebook,
describe it
right?
Like, oh, it tastes like chicken. That phrase is banned in this entire conversation.
Russ, we're going to cut you off immediately.
Right.
All right. Kelsey, how about weird food you tried?
I had something called head cheese.
Yes.
It is calf brain. It's disgusting.
Girl, my family still makes it to this day, and they've never tricked me into trying it. How did somebody get you to try this? Because I can't believe they sold it to you like, oh, this is brain. We call it cheese, but psych.
I worked in a kitchen, and I was kind of like, hey, we're going to serve this. You got to try it. And it's like, it's chewy. It like kind of melts in your mouth, but not exactly. It's...
There's nothing worse than something that sort of melts in your mouth and it just kind of hangs there. You think, okay, I'm almost done. And then it just kind of something's sitting there.
For years, my great aunts would be like, just try it. Just try it. It's cheese. I'm like, I saw you make it. That ain't no cheese. It's like the liverwurst they used to feed me. And for years as a kid, I ate that disgusting homemade liverwurst until I learned about anatomy in school. And I went, wait, that's the body's filtration system. And we're creaming it into a paste and putting it between bread and calling it food.
Yeah. Spread it right
gross.
On.
Can anyone beat, though, my friend Shannon on Facebook, who ate Rocky Mountain oysters and loved them?
Yeah, no, I hear they're quite the delicacy.
A.K.A. bull testicles.
Yes.
Quite the appetizer. 1-800-222-0985. Give us a call.
What size plate do they serve those on?
Depends on how brave the bull was, I suppose.